This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining me next as our expert this week is Dr. Josh Funk, who is a DPT, and he is actually serving or working with TRX as a sports medicine instructor. And I got to tell you, Josh, we are seeing TRX pop up more and more in physical therapy clinics, traditionally coming from gyms. I know the gym where I tend to work out, they've got a TRX system, and now I'm seeing it in the physical therapy clinic. Welcome, first of all, to PT Talker, but my goodness, what's going on?
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. I think a reason why you're seeing the large amount of TRXs make their way into the clinic is that you're seeing an increasing amount of people who are very active using them at the gym. And in order to make sure that some of those people are able to get back to their prior level of function or the level of fitness that they would like to get back to, we're going to have to make sure that we're giving them the tools or introducing them to tools that are going to benefit them throughout the rehab to wellness continuum.
Okay. Now, there's probably some listeners in our audience that have no idea what TRX is. So let's start there. What is TRX and how is it used?
The TRX suspension trainer is a body weight device. It allows you to do a variety of what we'll call functional activities using your body weight in a variety of positions. We can make it scalable to anybody from your 80-year-old geriatric patient to your pediatric patient as well. So there's all different regressions and progressions which allow us to use it through a variety of different population bases. It also is very, very portable. We have the ability to attach it over railings or poles or goalposts or over doors or pretty much anything with a fixed point that's anywhere between about 7 to 9 feet. So it allows us to use it in a variety of settings.
Okay, so we're standing in front of a fairly decent sized frame, but I'm getting the impression that's not absolutely necessary.
This is not the norm. So this is our S frame. This is obviously is very good from a convention standpoint. It allows you to use 3, 4, 5 TRXs at one point. In the clinic that I work at, we have one TRX in our clinic. It's in the ceiling, and it's sitting kind of right in the middle of our free space area. And honestly, we started with a door anchor for a while. So we started with the door anchor. We're introducing patients to the TRX via the door anchor. It started to catch on. We started to have patients who then were interested in purchasing a TRX upon discharge. So then we started to make it a mainstay in our facility by putting it in the middle of our facility.
Okay, so let's get into how therapists are using this in the clinic. So give me some specifics. I'm a patient that presents with X, and how do you use the TRX to help me achieve a better outcome?
I can think of it just from a basic post-op standpoint. So if I have somebody post-op with a lower extremity injury, I have the ability to allow that person to get in particular positions or do particular movements that they might otherwise have a fear avoidance for without having straps in their hands. So if I put the straps in their hands and I allow them to deload their body a little bit or have a little bit more control for a particular movement through their hands, it's going to allow that individual to get comfortable getting into maybe a little bit of a deeper squat, a split squat position, maybe just asymmetrical stance in general, all depending on where they're at. But for sure, from a post-rehabilitation standpoint, I also can use it for somebody who has instability. The TRX as a body weight exercise is always full body, and it challenges full body stability each time you're using it. I use it from anything from an 11-year-old girl with an ACL injury to my 87-year-old geriatric patient who is working on gait training and single leg balance.
So the 11-year-old girl with the ACL injury, what are you doing, what are you not doing that you maybe did before you had the TRX that you're not doing now because you've got a TRX?
I've got the TRX. One of the things that I wasn't able to do before was find a way to just work the concentric part of a single leg squat. So single leg control is going to be very, very important for her given the mechanism of her injury. So I want to make sure, knowing that the eccentric activity is more difficult, that I can start her and groove that pattern through a concentric activity before then I go to my eccentric activity. That's going to allow her to own that single leg squat, hopefully quickly, more quickly than she otherwise would without it, and that's going to allow me to get into some of my hop and stop progressions, which is going to allow her to get back to running.
Okay, and so is this cutting down rehab time? Is it? What are some of the advantages? I obviously, it's better rehabilitation, but are there some other side benefits as far as cutting down rehab time?
I think a big thing that it does for a lot of people is they see high level athletes such as Drew Brees, and the U.S. women's soccer team just used it last year, and it's something that is exciting for them. Patients tend to come in and they think you're going to throw a bunch of pink dumbbells at them and TheraBands at them, and they're not necessarily excited to work with that. They look at that as strictly physical therapy device. So with the TRX, now we can get them using something that their favorite professional athletes are using on a regular basis. It's exciting for them, and then it allows them to transition throughout their plan of care into a more active lifestyle when they're done.
So you're actually saying that this makes it a little bit more exciting for the patient and maybe a little bit higher level.
Absolutely. I think you have certain patients, right when they come in for their initial eval, they're already having their hands on the strap and they're kind of curious, like, what is this? And it ends up being, not the end-all be-all tool for anybody, but it ends up being a piece of the pie for them, and it makes a big difference in I think the level of engagement that they have with therapy, being the fact that they know where they can eventually get to when using the TRX.
Now we're standing here in the booth in the exhibit hall. You're at the very almost the back, the very last aisle, and it's packed in front of your booth. There's a lot. Seems to be a lot of interest.
Yes, I can say. I might be a little bit biased, but I think some of the traffic that we've had here has been pretty considerable, especially given our location. I think people are curious. People come walk by. They've seen this in the gym. A lot of people, from what I'm gathering, are a little bit intimidated by the TRX. They think that it has all these very, very difficult exercises. Oh, I'm too weak to do that. Oh, the trainer's got this person doing this crazy exercise on it. And all we're doing here is to hopefully decrease some of that fear factor. We get people on here. We show them how easy some of the exercises can be and try to educate them on how they can use it for particular issues that their patients are having.
All right, great. Now, how personally did you get involved in this product?
I was just kind of one of the first adopters to their sports med course and went to, I think, the third sports med course that they ran. And Brian Bettendorf was there, who's right here next to me. He's the director of sports medicine. Just had some good conversations, and I ended up being a good candidate to speak for the sports medicine courses.
But you still treat patients every day in a clinic?
I'm off for these 2 days because I'm working the booth, but yes, I'm a 40-hour-a-week clinician. Right outside D.C. at a place called Schreier Physical Therapy.
All right, great. We had to give them a plug, so yeah. Sure. All right. Okay, well, we've been talking to Josh Funk, Dr. Josh Funk, I want to make that clear, who is a sports med instructor for the TRX system. It's amazing. I think you're going to start seeing these, and it may be becoming standard equipment in physical therapy clinics across the country, because I can tell there is a lot of interest. It seems to make a lot of sense. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Jeff Worrell from the Combined Sections meeting in Chicago, Illinois, for the American Physical Therapy. We're having a great time here at the TRX booth. Hope you enjoyed the information that Josh shared with us today, and can use his expertise to maybe learn more about TRX or help a patient in your clinic and help someone get better today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.